Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, hey guys, welcome to Between the Rest with Brooke and Gina. We are trying to cram this in before we leave on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, really funny.
What?
So we recently got another store in Northern California, and when you get like a new Ace and you're bringing in a bunch of stuff, they have you use their, what do they call them? It's like the people that they send to like basically set up your store.
Okay.
Like it's not really a rep. It's like they actually do the physical work.
Uh-huh.
They kind of, like Ace will, get a contractor that specializes in this.
Yeah.
And so it's like merchandising and stuff. So it's like, if you have like a bunch of like new racks with new merchandising, they'll kind of like do all of it.
And like kind of almost like design, like interior decorating kind of.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like, you know, like when you see all the shit that's like on all the pegs,
yeah,
it's like measured to fit, yeah, you know, and like, yeah, all that kind of stuff. So it's actually like more complicated than it seems. Anyway, yeah, point is,
it's almost like you'd have to bring in those, what do they call it? The edit. The home edit.
The edit.
The home
What's
edit.
The edit.
The home edit. Those women from the show who they organize people's homes.
Oh.
And yeah. Everything gets from the container store.
Oh, shit. I've never seen that.
Oh, my gosh.
I would probably love that.
You should follow them on Instagram. The home edit.
Home edit. Okay. All right.
Everything's color organized.
Oh, my God.
And like labeled.
Dude, that's like heaven for me.
Oh, my gosh. You'll love it.
Like if I like organize, I just organize like my spice drawer.
Yeah.
And there is like, I just get so excited about it.
Uh-huh.
Like when you open it up and it's just all clean and beautiful.
You will love the home edit.
Yeah.
They have so much good, inspo.
Yeah. Love it. I love a little inspo.
I love a little inspo.
So anyway, so it's funny because this guy, I know, dude, I don't have a bra on and my boobs are just like sitting on the table. They're just sitting there. Well, they used to be here, guys. Now they're here. All right. So, anyway, this guy, he comes in and my cousin was telling us this story and I was dying. So this guy, he's not from the area, I don't believe. I think he like came in, but I think his girlfriend was with him. Anyway, he's like in his like 50s or something, but he has this like much younger girlfriend. And so he's telling my cousin, he's like, yeah, I guess this chick's like crazy, like certifiably like nuts. But he basically said like, hey, you know, I'm never going to get like this young a pussy anymore. So he just deals with it. But I was dying. So there were like so many stories. I don't remember all of them, but the two that stuck out to me is that I guess like one night or he like came home and she had cut up all of his clothes, stayed with her. Oh, you were pointing to your hair. Sorry. Squirrel. It is. Squirrel. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Anyway. So yeah, cut up all of his clothes. Then dude, this one killed me. He fell asleep. And she glued his dick to his leg. Like super and glued his dick to his leg.
And he was like, yeah, I'll keep her.
I've never
I've heard stories about crazy people like that. Like my, one of my dad's really, really good friends. I mean, he was like a godfather, I guess.
Oh,
for like me.
Oh, for you. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, because
gangster or no, like
I know whenever I like talk about being like a godpirent, right?
Yeah.
Like godfather. It just, I can't ever say it without being like, is that the right word?
Yeah. No, it's the right word.
The godfather.
He, I remember he was, this is a long time ago when I was really young, but his girlfriend was like the crazy, crazy chick too. And she cut the crotch out of all of his, like all of his jeans, all of his work pants.
Like, why? Where do you come up with this?
I wouldn't even have, unless like I had a real reason why I should like mess with somebody.
I would have good reasons to mess with somebody. I could still never think of anything like that. Like I'm going to super glue his dick to his leg.
No, I would do like,
What the fuck?
I would do, you know, if we want to talk like pranks.
Yeah.
You know, there's the prank where you put the saran wrap over the toilet.
Oh yeah, but these aren't pranks.
Oh, I know, but I'm thinking pranks.
Oh, now you're thinking pranks. Well, like what would you like? I mean, have you ever like
Kool-Aid powder in a shower head, like the old school shower heads that screw off, pour it in there and then screw it back on when you turn the shower on.
And just cover it in red.
Yeah. <That's> so it'll stain you.
Oh my God. That's horrible. Well, it's like, what did my kids used to do? Poor Joey, my one son, he was always the first to fall asleep at all the like sleepovers and they would Sharpie him. So like he'd have dicks drawn all over his face and his back or, you know, his arm. It was always dicks. I don't know why. Dick and balls everywhere. I'd be like, guys, just
please. Well, cause kids.
Yeah, kids.
Dicks, you know. Dicks are funny.
Yeah, dicks are funny. Gotta love
it. I remember doing like this, you know, shaving cream in the hand and then you tickle their face. So they go,
dude, that's fucked up too.
Why they're sleepy.
Dude, I was like, Daniel sent me this thing and he was like, me to you or something like that. And it's, I think it's like a husband and a wife and they're constantly, getting each other, like surprising each other with what looks like a balloon full of paint. I mean, it can't be paint because that would just trash your house.
Yeah.
But it's like, all I can think of is like, and it's pretty funny. It's like, you know, it's just like little things showing them getting each other over and over and over again. And like at one point he has one balloon, like because what he'll do is he'll like shoot at it.
Yeah.
And so he's been doing that to her, but he had two balloons placed. So she's like walking underneath the doorway this way and she sees him. So she goes, oh, I'm going to go through the other one. There's one over there too. So gets her again. Anyway, it's pretty funny, but I was watching that and I told Daniel, I was like, all I could think of is who the hell's cleaning that up?
Oh, for sure.
Like I'd be so mad. Like she's sitting on the couch and this like wet white stuff is like all over her. I don't
know. Well, have you ever heard of antiquing somebody?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay. If you guys are listening,
someone,
you know, I say, hey, if any of you are listening,
yeah.
Hey, if we have any listeners, send us an email with some of the different pranks you did growing up, or maybe you didn't do them, but you heard about them from friends or something like that. So antiquing somebody, I've never done it. I've never seen it be done, but I always heard about it through my ex from when I was in college.
Okay.
So I feel like this is probably something a lot of like college boys would do, like on like a football team, like prank each other. Like
hazing.
You basically, when someone's like sleeping, you throw water on them, like a bowl full of water.
Okay.
And then when they're all wet, then you throw flour. Like actual flour. So it's like, pull.
All I can think of is the mess. Oh my God, that must make a mess.
And the dough, you know, like trying to get that off.
Oh yeah.
Gross.
Holy crap. That's funny.
All right. Yeah. So I have a story.
Oh, go.
This was my experience at the consistently shitty Starbucks. So you guys are wondering why, if you're just tuning in and you're like, what do you mean consistently shitty, Brooke? Me and Jenny have talked about it a million times, but it's been a long time. Starbucks is great because it's consistently shitty. So when you travel,
you know exactly what you're
getting. you know, which is really nice. Like, so on, like, I'm saying consistently shitty. It's just because I think that there's way better coffee out there. Now, I will say this, you guys, I have been to Seattle. I have had Starbucks coffee, like one of their like flagship stores. And they actually do a lot of small batch roasting too. So they do have really good coffee too. But for the most part, the coffee you get when you go to Starbucks, it's going to be a coffee that's really good with cream. It's going to be really good in a latte. It's not going to be like a really good
like black coffee or espresso.
I don't think it is. A lot of you might be like, no, I love it. And that's fine. Everyone's taste buds are different. So don't be offended if I say it's consistently shitty. Anyways, I went to Starbucks to get a coffee before I went to my hair appointment today. I roll up. I'm like short on time. I was going to go through the drive up. There were like five cars in the drive up. So I was like, I was either going to leave and not get one or run inside, because it can be faster to run inside. So I went inside, I walk into Starbucks. There is, you know, there's probably three workers there. There's a guy who's working the window and then two girls, one girl's the cash register and the other one seems to be like running, maybe like restocking, right? Like kind of doing errands. There is two older women. When I say older, late sixties, maybe. Okay. Very gray, just two girl, you know, girlfriends out getting coffee. One guy is sitting at a table with his headphones on. So it's not really busy inside, but there is a lot going on in the drive up. Well, I walk in, the women are in front of me. They're just getting changed, their change. So I'm waiting to go up to order. And all of a sudden a buzzer goes off and it's like the food, right? Like the little oven.
Okay.
The little easy bake oven.
Yeah.
And it's going off and everyone's busy at the time. Not a big deal. Like we know it's going off. People are going to finish what they're doing and then handle it. Right.
Yeah.
You're working with customers. The boy who was working the window, all of a sudden he's walking over and he says really loudly, there's a woman walking out of the back room and he goes, "Don't touch it. I got it." Like he's annoyed. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, "Whoa." I'm just observing. And I'm like, whoa,
I mean,
you got cars in the drive up. It's not super busy in here. They were clearly doing a bunch of, you know, phone orders, online orders, but no one's just standing around.
Right.
The one girl is helping customers. You're doing the drive through and then other ones moving back and forth, probably restocking, whatever, making drinks. Take a chill pill. Okay. It gets better. So this happens. I'm like, whoa, moody.
Yeah.
He goes back to the window. I order my venti iced coffee plain and I finish ordering. No one news come in to order. A couple people came in, grabbed their online order. One guy comes in. He's standing. Hi. Oh, you look cute. My mom's showing me her outfit.
Oh.
So I'm sitting kind of by the door where you can put cream and sugar. Well, they don't really know where they let you put cream in by yourself anymore because COVID stuff. So
yeah,
I'm just waiting. And the old women are sitting next to me on a chair. And all of a sudden, okay, I don't even remember seeing this happen. Just all of a sudden, the kid that was working the window has his hands full and he is power walking out. Okay. Oh. Okay. And as he's getting closer to me, like passing me, the girl was so nice, is behind making drinks. And she goes, oh, she says, "Are you leaving?" And he goes, "Yeah, I just quit." Left.
Oh.
Left him high and dry.
No. Yes. Like a kid, right?
Yes. He was he was maybe like, maybe you could say 20.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
dude, I got to tell you, our youth is the worst.
Dude,
I mean, I hate to say that.
But it's true. Yeah.
No, because my sister, with dealing with employees from 11 stores, you have these young ass people who think that their feelings really count in everything. Like, it's so insane to me.
Well, it's because, you know, how things happen in the media.
We've just been telling them that their feelings are so...
People get their feelings hurt. And then all of a sudden, it's like, it's enough for them to be able to go make a complaint. And then, I don't know, get like a fancy... severance package.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like, my sister's constantly like, oh my God. Like, she has like employees. Like, this one employee, he's like in his 20s, right? And he hurt his back, right?
Yep.
And that's what kills me too. It's like these really young people like complaining constantly about like their ailments. Uh-huh. And you've got these old crusty dudes out in the yard that are just
Like the back brace.
Yeah. And just like killing it, right? But it's always these young kids. And so this kid, we watched him on the video. He was approved to come back to work, but he couldn't lift anything over 20 pounds. And so he has a wooden slat planter. A metal band around it, but it's a small one, like a light one. It's not like one of those big outdoor ones. Yeah. It's a small one. It's empty. He goes like this, and then he hands it to the lady, and then he's standing there. And then as soon as the manager comes walking out, he goes like this, oh, like grabs his back. And he's like, oh, you know, like moving all around, like, oh, ow, oh, yeah. Oh.
Like, is this a college basketball game?
Yeah, like what?
Dude? Where you're trying to get the foul?
Well, and it's horrible because you can't tell him like bullshit. Like, you have to just go, okay. You know, he's like, oh yeah, you know, my back's hurt. I really need to go home. He's also the same one that like, you know, he gets upset. Like his feelings hurt very easily. You know, like his manager said something to him and it really upset him, you know, that they talked down to him. And it's like, no, they're telling you what to do because you work under them.
Yeah.
Like it's your job to do these things. And so, yeah, sometimes when you're not doing that job, they are firm about it,
yeah,
you know,
like,
and it's
like
just
you
not
have
about,
to be.
Yeah. It's not about hurting your feelings. No. Like,
it's hey, guess what? This is a business.
Right.
It's a business and there's money on the line. And every time you don't do your job, it costs me money.
Yes. Yes.
Gosh.
I know. And it's just insane. And so, yeah, they're constantly laughing about like the next person, the next person, the next person. It's just ridiculous. And it's mostly these really young people who I think who have just been raised thinking that their feelings really fucking matter.
Dude,
all the time.
What's going to happen? Well, first I'll say this and then I'll see what I was going to say.
Yeah.
He leaves, right? He's like, I just quit.
Yeah.
We're standing there.
Right.
And the girl's behind the counter and she goes, oh, okay. And the other girl comes out and he goes, where'd she go? And he goes, or where'd he go? And he goes, she says, oh, he just quit.
Oh my God. Those poor girls.
So she says to us in there, she was like, you guys, it's just going to be a few minutes. And we're like, oh no, it's okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if I didn't have a hair appointment, like throw me in, I can help you. I've done this.
Tag me in,
you know?
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I just like, it blows my mind. And so the conversation for like you talking about just like the youth, right? And hey, if you guys are youth, you're listening to this, don't get offended and get your feelings hurt. This is the reality. So if you're hearing this and maybe you recognize some of these actions in your own behavior, you should change those things.
Fix them.
Yes. What I think about next, Gina, is all those videos of, man, we have these generations coming up, probably even part of my generation, honestly.
Sure.
I don't think that it's me, but definitely probably part of my generation and maybe even the one above mine. I don't know. Who the hell is going to do these jobs that like keep us living? Like the jobs that are just like going, crawling down in the sewer, right? Like handling shit.
Right. Like manual labor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole system is going to completely fall apart when these kids grow up and the people that are doing those jobs no longer can do them. And then we have nobody to do them.
I know. Well, it's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I was really thinking about this and honestly, part of the problem is us parents.
100%.
I mean, we're a huge part of the problem.
Well, like, why, my mom would probably tell you that it started because she has a story clear back when my older brother and sister were in elementary school. So mm-hmm. I was a baby. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was clear back when they started having, like, giving kids power, like even yeah. just in school, right? Where a kid can come to school and if their parent pissed them off, it could be like, my mom hit me.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like turns into this big, huge thing. And a parent can't even discipline their child. Well, and you guys, you know, I'm not saying hit a child, but should a child be spanked? 100%. I was spanked. I turned out just fine.
Well, and a lot of people would disagree with that. But I do think that, the problem is that our society jumps on a bandwagon because it's all or nothing. Right. So it's like, you do have children that have been abused. You do have children.
Of course.
But I'm saying that. So, but the problem is that then they implement these things in to protect those children, but it's like, they just make these like blanket, regulations or whatever for everybody based on that population.
Well,
and it's complete bullshit. I mean, I will say this, my sister called CPS on my mom. My mom slapped her. My sister called her a bitch and my mom slapped her across the face. To me, that's completely okay.
100%.
Yeah. She called my mom a bitch. I called my mom a witch one time. She thought I called her a bitch and she chased me for probably like a good 15 minutes around the house. So yeah. I mean, like, you know, a little slap across the face. So my sister calls CPS and they come and my mom explains the situation. And my sister's of the idea that my mom's going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Right. And so what the guy says is, he goes, okay, well, go pack your things. She's like, what? And they're like, well, we have to take you out of the home. We're going to put you in like foster home. Like, I mean, he thought it was bullshit, but he was like, hey, you want to stick with this? It's fine. But this is what's going to happen. And then my sister all of a sudden was like, oh, okay. Never mind. You know, back down from it.
Well, and the thing, I mean, this is probably way too much of a wormhole. I don't even know enough about, but I know a little bit.
I think it is a wormhole.
Because my brother, single dad of three, right?
Yeah.
My sister, it's actually my cousin, but she's been raised like my sister. You know, she's divorced, but she's going through some crazy shit. And what is crazy is, like, for instance, let's just say, you know, there are things that are put in place if we're talking about school, but it's like when people, like, there's just always problems. It's like, it's always like when you need help, you can't find it.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I don't.
Dude, I went to a private school and they could spank you at school.
Well, and here, and well, I,
which honestly, I think is insane.
I don't think it's insane.
I do.
I really don't, because But think about how you were raised and how you turned out. Think about how my parents are, how they were raised, how they turned out.
But I don't think teachers or principals should be laying their hands on children.
Well, I think that with all things considered, how people are, how the system is, I think it's better to just not give them that power, because I don't think that there's the integrity in humans as there was for my my mom. It's a different time. So yes, you are correct. I agree with you. That should not even be implemented at all. But I do think that it's a shame that it couldn't have just been continued, because however my parents were raised, along with all of their friends, my grandparents, your dad,
we got spanking.
It's just, but I'm just saying, like, great people.
I know, but you know, it's the funny thing is that, like, then people on the flip side would say, you know, there have been studies showing that, you know, it creates, you know, insecure children and this and that.
Well,
and all I'm thinking is, I feel
social
like
social media.
I feel like,
what else creates insecure children? I don't know, TV.
I know. Well, yeah, it's funny because I spanked the kids. Kylie never got a spanking. Joey a couple times. Jordan.
Oh, Ruby, well,
a couple of times, because Ruby I would have to hurt, and that's when it's spanking is not okay.
Yes. No, exactly.
Like, that's like how Lacey's, I was like, kids. Oh no. Yeah.
Lacey's kids.
Yeah.
You know, Brinley, when she was really little.
Yeah.
You know, you'd tell him you're gonna get spanked, and she would literally, like, Ruby, turn around into it, like, let me see what you got.
Yeah. See, you like, know? Yeah.
It's not, again, I mean, nothing's black and white, but I do think that there's like for me myself, have I been spanked? Yes. But I rarely actually had to be spanked, because all my mom had to tell me some people may not like this. I actually really love this. She would say, when I would get in trouble, she would say, I'm going to get dad's belt.
Oh yeah.
And I would go, and I yeah. would sob, and I would run to my room. I have this memory where I'd run to my room, cry myself to sleep. And then I remember like waking up, opening my door, looking out in the hall. No one's there. I guess I'm not in trouble. And then I just like went outside and went to a friend's house. You know, like for me, it was like, it would obviously depend on what kind of child you're dealing with here. You right. know, like,
yeah,
like
they're
Ruby,
all different.
Ruby was like, man, give it to me.
Yeah, Ruby would have had to beat her. And that's why I said, I was like, I cannot lay a hand on that child.
Because it is
beating. It is not a spanking.
I heard someone with an older, like a grandmother. I can't remember how long. You know who told me this was Stephanie from Santa Cruz Nails.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She told me that I think it was her grandma that said to do this. Because you're not laying a hand on the child, but you almost need to startle them when they're in like a throwing a fit, right?
Right.
And even adults. I mean, this could work on adults. I've actually wanted to try this. I've just never had a reason to do it. When her son or whatever was like acting out, like freaking out, you know, uh-huh. can't calm down, like blah, blah, blah. You just take like a cup of cold water and just go right in their face. Right in their face.
I told you about all the crazy things that people kept telling me because Ruby would throw such gnarly fits when she was little. Like, and all these things that people would tell me, I would do them and it would just backfire. And I would be like, fuck me, dude. I am like screwing this poor kid up.
Like, what
like,
do I do?
Like, what do I do? It was like, you know, one was like, you put soap in their mouth. So I put a dab of soap. I told you yeah. she dropped down and started dragging her tongue on the carpet.
Yeah.
Losing her mind. She pissed herself. Like she'd already been potty trained, pissed herself. I was like, oh my
is
God.
This, is this exorcism of Emily Rose?
I am like abusing my child. Like what the fuck? I did. I put her in a cold shower one time, same reaction, lost her mind. I mean, it just was like, you know, all these things that, you know, people, oh, well, all you got to do is this. I was like, well, none of it worked with Ruby. I mean, it eventually did. You know, like she wasn't throwing fits all the time, but she just was always just a willful kid, man. She just, well,
and here's what I,
and you just had to keep on her. Like there was, you could never give in. Like that was the thing, you know, with her, you could not give in. If she saw an opportunity for like, you know, you let your defenses down or anything, she was just, whew, she was right in there getting what she wanted.
Being a parent, you know, there's no roadmap. Like you just don't know what kind of personalities you're gonna get.
Yeah.
And that's something that is scary because if you have, you know, you don't know what you're gonna deal with.
Yeah, but you know, I'll say as a parent of you know, four children, raising four children and them all being very different. The thing is that like, you know, when we're focused on like discipline or something like that, then Ruby gets brought up a lot, but then her passion for things and her love for things, well, I mean, that passion that she had in, you know, throwing her fits, she also had in life. And that was the coolest thing to watch. Like your kid, like Disneyland, holy shit. You would have thought that she was like, had died and gone to heaven. I mean, she was just a lunatic, you know, and any passion that she had, like for dance or cheer or anything, she just throws herself into it wholeheartedly. So I feel bad always, like, cause you know, it's usually when we're talking about discipline or whatever. And yes, they all are different, but then some of them that may be really like harder in this area may be what really extremely wonderful in this area, you know? Yeah. So yeah, you never like really sit there and go, oh, I mean, for me at least, I really wish I didn't have that one.
Oh,
I liked the other three, but not that one. I mean, of course.
Oh my God. Man, I've got something really funny to show you guys.
All right.
So Robin calls me earlier today. No, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother were over at my aunt's house and we were moving out old TVs. And when I say old, you guys, big. boxes. Okay.
Okay.
Not super old. It didn't have like the thing where you like your channels aren't the click, click.
Oh, click.
Uh-huh. We had one of those TVs at the cabin. I remember growing up and I loved it. You just like turn it on. You had like the wire things on top of it, your antennas. Yeah. And it's like, all right, turn the TV on. You got like three channels.
Yeah. No, you're talking about like the big box.
Yeah.
It all, like it has doors on the front.
Yeah.
Ours used to have the doors on the front.
But we're hauling out these TVs are really heavy. And you guys, my aunt is a double amputee. So me and my brother over there, we're moving them out. Well, Robin calls and she wants to show us Jax's artwork from kindergarten. She shows us this picture he drew. I'm just going to show it to you. Make sure my...
Oh. Oh my God.
Okay, guys. So if you're not watching right now, oh, also you can see a pic my brother in the, because we were FaceTiming.
Yeah.
So if you're not watching, what it is it looks like this giant stick figure guy where he doesn't have a neck, his head's right on his shoulders, and he has maybe one arm and then two stick legs. And then it looks like he is maybe. My dad said it looked like he was peeing on a bug.
Yeah.
A lot of looks like
it looks like a penis, but it's kind of like a rainbow.
It definitely looks like I see penis, but yeah, I also like penis. My, you know, obviously Jax isn't drawing a penis. He's 5. Right. Okay.
Yeah. It's a very giant.
And he is peeing on what kind of looks like a weird bug. Like three circles that seem to be the body and then the head on top and then just two stick legs. Well, Robin picks him up from school. She sees this picture and she's like, huh,
what is that?
What did you draw? And he said, it's a guy throwing a bomb at a ghost. And Robin's like, dude, his teacher probably thinks I am the worst parent.
Let's show it to me again.
Okay.
Throwing a bomb at a ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's the little guy.
Yeah.
Is he the little guy? And then the ghost is the big guy?
I think that is the way you're supposed to look at it.
I think he's the little guy and he's throwing it up at the ghost.
It's got to be.
Yeah. Because there's definitely more detail to the little guy.
Yeah. And apparently they've been ghost hunting. I didn't know this. My niece is and my little nephew, you know, I think my niece Bryn has an app or something that's ghost hunting. And I'm like, oh, Gina would love this.
I don't know. It kind of like creeped me out.
But apparently that's why he's got ghosts on his mind.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
A guy throwing a bomb at a ghost. And it is the little guy as him.
It is, right? Yeah, you can see it. And then it's like,
because Jeremy, his dad, asked him, well, he doesn't have it. Why, where's his arms?
Yeah.
And he just said, he doesn't have any. Your kids are so great.
Duh.
Oh, duh. He doesn't have any.
Yeah, he doesn't have any arms. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh my hell. And the next best thing is, I guess Robin was picking up him up from school. Robin is my sister, you guys, if you don't already know that. And is picking him up from school. They live pretty close to school.
She told me this after the last podcast. Yes. Okay. Sorry. So go ahead.
They live close to the school. Funny. So Robin gets there and she's like walking up to get Jax. And she says his teacher is standing there and she's looking at Robin with like this really confused look on her face. And she gets up to her and Jax starts walking over and she just asks Robin and she says, does Jax ever ride the bus? And Robin goes, no, we live too close. Like there's no bus stop. It's like really close to their house. And she goes, oh, because he was trying to ride the bus home today.
He got on the bus.
Yeah, he was going to get on the bus. And Robin goes, asks Jax, she goes, because he wanted to ride the bus. And she goes, well, where were you going to go? And he said, Well, I wanted to ride the bus, and I was just going to tell him to take me home.
Just no address, no nothing.
Just yeah, no address. He just goes, gets on a bus. Like, this one looks good.
I've always wanted to ride a bus.
Oh yeah, we were dying. My brother was like,
hilarious.
My brother was like, oh my hell, you get like a call from dispatch, like, we gotta.
I know. That's what I was saying. I was laughing. I was like, they probably do all the rounds, and there's just still Jack sitting in the very back, his little tiny body, just sitting there waiting to be taken home.
Hey, can you take me home?
Yeah,
can
I have no idea where you live, kid.
Can you call my mom?
Yeah, seriously.
And I guess they had learned at school one of the days, they had learned, like, learning, you know, working with letters, right? Mm-hmm. And they were going over the letter C. And Robin was asking him something about, like, because C is, his last name's Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. And she's saying something about, you know, it's in your name. And he said, no, it's not. And she goes, well, what's your last name? And he says, Ents.
No. Uh-uh. He doesn't even know his own last name.
He does know it. That's what's so funny. And then Robin was dying because my mom has said that when Robin and Cody were really little, but especially Robin did this.
Yeah.
Robin told everybody that her last name, that she was Robin Marie Thompson. My mom's last name.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. She didn't want to be an Ents because I don't feel like I ever felt this, maybe a little bit in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe it would have been more when my siblings were growing up because her and my brother were in the same age, same, you know, school grade. And I have a lot of cousins that are around the same age too, all really good athletes. But in Southern Utah, the Ents, my ancestors settled this area. So there's a lot of
the
us,
name's
right?
Well known. Yeah.
Yes. And there's always this like idea that like, if you're an Ents, like you're loaded, like you've
right.
money, which is completely false. Okay?
Which is so funny. So, cause like Scarborough, my same main name here, just being in a small town and like having a business and like being involved in like, you know, the politics and everything here, same exact thing.
Yep.
All the kids thought you were just rich bitches.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But that's funny. Yeah. A little parallel there.
And Robin, yeah, kids was like, are fun. Robin was like, well, I mean, I guess I said the same thing.
Dude, that's funny.
One more story and then we can close.
I know,
this.
I was going to say, just I gotta go.
Kids stories
you
are funny.
You see like my house getting darker and darker.
Oh, I'm very much ready for bed.
Yeah.
Last story, because this is really funny. So we were at the ranch and we were having dinner and my mom was making burgers. Robin and Jer came up. My dad was showing me and her, but showing her so she can water mm-hmm. while we're out of town, how to do all of it. Cause we have to turn the water on for, the pasture, for mm-hmm. the grass, for the water, the trees. You got to like, there's a lot of moving parts. Well, my mom's making dinner. When they first get there, Jax is starving. Okay. It's later in the evening. We're getting ready to make dinner. He's so hungry. He goes into the cupboard and he gets out a Pop-Tart and we're like, no, you're not having a Pop-Tart. I really want it. Why? Yeah. And I start explaining to him. I'm like, Jax, you can't have a Pop-Tart. It's terrible for you. Plus it's full of sugar. It's not a good time. If you're hungry, like right now, well, let's go inside. Cause he starts getting so sad and pouting. Cause you know,
yeah.
Him especially, but
not getting his way.
Kids in general, it's like they do what they can to get their way. So I'm like, let's go inside. You're not having a Pop-Tart. Let's put it back in the cupboard. And then let's look in the fridge and see if there's a better snack you can have before we have dinner. So we go in, you know, we put it away. We're in the fridge. I'm going through all the things and everything I find, string cheese, like meat and cheese, right? Even yeah. one of like a little applesauce or a Go-Gurt, which I didn't want to say, let him have a Go-Gurt, but
yeah,
you know, it's better than a Pop-Tart, I think. everything was like, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. He just wanted a Pop-Tart. So I was like, he wants to look in the cupboard. I'm like, Kayla, you're not having a Pop-Tart. So we can look in there. Fast forward. I basically am trying to explain to him the best way that I can, like why it's important for us to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. So I'm having this conversation with this 5-year-old and I go, you know, I'm trying to explain like, Jax, do you understand why these things aren't good for you? And so I even, you know, I'm going over, you know, all the sugar and it's just not really great. And we're talking about how, you know, Robin's, we're explaining like why we are trying so hard to pay attention to, especially, you know, because of more of what we know now too, trying to be more particular about what we eat, because it really affects our health. It affects mm-hmm. our biology. It affects all these things. And I'm saying to him, you know, it's we're trying to be really healthy and we want you to pay attention to being healthy so that as you get older, your body just feels better and you're not sick all the time and you don't have to go to the doctor because you're eating yeah. really healthy food. Right. I even go as far as opening. I said, do you want me to show this to you? And he's like, yeah. So I open the cabinet and I go, this is going to really make you sad, but everything in here is terrible for you. And I'm trying to show it to him. Like there's a box of cereal. I said, does this look good to you? And it's Cocoa Puffs. He's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, I'm going to show you why this is real bad for you. And so I bring it over and I'm like, all right, this is a nutritional label, Jax.
Oh my God, this poor kid. He's just lost.
And I'm showing him like the ingredients list and trying to explain to him, like, you know, good food and things that are good for us and healthy for us. It really comes from, it's something that we've grown, whether we've raised it, you know, mm-hmm. on the ranch or we've grown it in a garden. And anytime we eat things that have a lot more ingredients in their list, there's a lot of things in there that aren't very good for us. You know, it's in one ear, out the other, but I'm trying mm-hmm. to have an adult conversation with yeah. him and really help him understand. So finally we get to this. I'm like, last resort. I go, okay, Jax, just tell me something that you think is healthy. And he goes, a tomato. And I go, yeah. yeah. I go, yeah. I said, Snelly, tell me something else. And he goes, tomato soup. And I go, well, That depends.
Yeah.
Tell me one more thing. And he goes, carrots. And I go, yeah. And he goes, well, I don't like carrots. Fuck, man. Just, oh my hell. Kids. He's so funny.
He is really funny.
Dude, he's pretty hilarious.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
Yep.
Don't forget to beat your children.
Yeah. Listen.
Everybody, you know, get out there assess, and beat your kids.
You know, read the room before you do it. No.
Oh my God.
Don't beat your children. But play the role of a parent.
Yes.
You know, and then find the best way to do that. But be the parent. And I know that that's not, it doesn't seem like something that you'd want to take that advice from me, because you're like, Brooke, you can't even keep your dogs. Yeah, that's because they got stolen.
They keep getting kidnapped.
They get stolen. And the system actually, this is one of those instances where it's
doesn't
not working.
You.
It's not yeah. working for me at all, which yeah. I don't know really what to do. So yeah. anyways, no, I'm not a parent. I do have lots of nieces and nephews, and I try so many different ways of talking to them. Really in ways that I assume would be a way to help, you know, get through to them. I had a conversation with Jersey the other day and I was like, hey, you need to be honest with me. And I said, because it's okay that you did something bad. It's not okay if you're not willing to admit it. And right. take responsibility for it. But
yeah.
you're not in trouble. And this is very easy to solve. And it was like friends being mean, mm-hmm. you know, it was like mean girl stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, and I'm like, you can talk to me about it. And I promise you, this is a way more pleasant conversation than if you have to talk to your dad.
This is true.
You know, so I've definitely been, you know, I'm trying to be a positive role model for the kids.
Well, that's all you can do.
That's what I'm trying to do. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to, Jeannie, your turn.
All right. Rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.